8:13 on Tri-Cities Talk Radio with Carlin Ellick on AM 910 WJCW. Right now, we welcome in Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport with her weekly show called Ask Asbury, in which she tells people who are in the prospect for a retirement situation working the way they want it to in a CCRC community. So Asbury Place in Kingsport is the place, and Susie Cloyd is the lady. Morning.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us
Thank you.
Made it through the fog, by
the
way.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm.
So here you are, and here we are. And by the way, thank you for the goods that you brought us there.
You're welcome.
We're getting her trained, Alec.
You need to describe them so your listeners can truly understand the greatness of
this dog. It's like a brick in this thing.
Monster oatmeal and raisin.
Guys, I literally picked up the bag thinking it was going to,
it's like two cookies that might weigh half a pound.
These are not cookies. These are huge biscuits.
I know, right? So see, you got
oatmeal biscuits.
You have to make sure everybody truly understands the greatness
I'm gonna take a picture
of our
and
culinary
put it on our
and
Facebook
dining
page.
Services.
Do that. Yeah, we'll put it on Facebook.
Good.
Okay,
Please do.
Courtesy from the folks at Asbury Place.
And I'm telling you, they say, paint a picture and theater of the mind. I am not exaggerating. When I look at this thing, I mean, look at that, Carl.
I know.
That thing is huge.
It's as big as my fist.
And I'm not talking about width-wise. I'm talking about
thickness. Thickness.
I've seen them huge wide.
Yeah.
But this thing is about an inch and a half thick.
It's like a cake cookie.
Oh, my God.
It has substantial mass to it.
Oh, man.
Enough said.
So, you didn't bring him any?
Hey, get out of here. Leave that alone.
Well, play nice, boys. Okay. Play nice.
Let's play nice with Susie.
Yeah, and thank you. I really am. I'm excited about, I cannot believe we're in the fourth quarter of 2022. Where did the year go? Where did my life go? But anyway, the good news is the fourth quarter at Asbury Place at Kingsport and throughout our entire campus, no matter what level of care, what level of living that you're at, whether it be the independent living piece, the residential living, perhaps assisted living, maybe even memory care, and then, of course, our health care, skilled nursing, and Baysmont House, our long-term care nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what level, the fourth quarter is fun. And
okay.
I say that with a capital F.
Cool.
Because, obviously, October gets us into the spookedly wild 30 days of, how wicked can we be and get away with it? How much fun can we have? Then as we coast into the November, December holiday season, I just can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you about fourth quarter.
Yeah, here we are.
We were
just
kicking the year off with our real estate seminar, our open house, getting spring started, and then here we are at fourth quarter. But I'll take it. I'd rather have it and use it than to not be able to use it
Bingo.
At all.
Bingo, well put.
So I wanted to make sure the listeners knew what was in store over the next 3 months with radio shows. Of course, I'm always here just to give you updates and to give any listener the encouragement they need to take the next step. I heard you say, retirement situations. I look at it as retirement options. You're there.
Very good.
You have retirement. It's your option now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with it? How do you want it to look? Do you want to spend every waking moment with maintenance, household repairs, cooking, cleaning, laundry? Do you want to spend every waking moment doing that? Or would you rather have the lifestyle in a continuing care retirement community, coming in residential, independent living, still controlling your life, but look at what you've taken off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
The work, the worry, obviously the financial piece of it, because those things are on Asbury when you come into one of our villas or one of our luxurious, unique floor plan apartments. So I'm just, making sure listeners do understand, it's not just Asbury. It's Asbury as your best life ever.
Mm.
So think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter, we will have guests from the Chamber. We'll have guests from the Kingsport YMCA. Obviously, we're going to have residents come in and talk about their experience at Asbury Place at Kingsport. And then we have some new associates that have been either promoted or, placed, in a unique position.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our lifestyles coordinator from Independent Living. We'll have Laura Waddy come in, which Tammy and I have talked about her the last couple of weeks. She is the lifestyles coordinator at Asbury Place at Sedmon Hill.
Okay.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for the listeners to hear her, you know, talk about the engagement, talk about the activities and the programs that she provides in our assisted living community. And then also, too, we have some newly appointed culinary people. Remember Richie Krob, who came in and talked about culinary and dining?
He was at Stedman Hill.
He was at Stedman Hill. He was promoted. He is actually the director of dining services now at Asbury Place in Maryville.
Very nice.
Maryville, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a new director of dining at Stedman Hill, and her name is Cecilia Morales. And so she's going to come in and talk about what she brings to the table, her take on and sort of guidance on how she prepares and gets culinary ready for Stedman Hill residents. So we do have a really packed fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is the end of the year, we still have so much more in store. So I want to make sure listeners, you know, just listen, hear us. And, you know, make that list of questions that you may have. Give me a call and let me see what next steps we can do to get you in your senior living journey.
And also bookmark in your browser, too, or on your phone.
Yes.
So, and the address?
Of course, Asbury Place of Kingsport, 100 Netherland Lane in Kingsport, the website address, asburyplacekingsport.org. And then you can always just call me direct, 423-830-8502. And of course, I'm Susie Cloyd, the director of sales. We do have an event coming up in October. Lightning Charlie will come and do his amazing act, Bonfires and Booze.
Okay.
And that will be, and that's BOOS.
We understand.
So, you know,
thank you.
Playing off of the October Wickedly Fun Month.
Yes.
And that'll be October 27th. It'll be in the courtyard if we have a very pleasant afternoon. If not, it'll be moved inside to the great room. October 27th, it's a Thursday, and it starts at 4:30.
You seem to have him over on Thursdays a lot.
We do. Seems
to be a great day for
him.
We do.
Well, let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Thursdays at Asbury Place at Kingsport on our residential and independent living is called Social Hour.
Oh.
So we always have a culinary delight. And in the kitchen, they'll always make a very unique hors d'oeuvre so that the residents can come in. They can bring families and guests with them. And then that's a prime opportunity for new residents, anybody new in the community to just really get to know their friends and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we call it social hours, because everybody has that social engagement, social interaction. And because they're used to a Thursday afternoon, a Thursday evening, that just seems to always be appropriate for a Thursday evening event.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this about Asbury Place, too. Does Asbury Place have a sort of, internal communications bulletin board for residents?
We do.
Okay.
Ongoing. We have an internal electric newsletter that goes out every week. The calendar goes out electronically, and then it's also posted. Some people, not everybody uses email, and I understand that.
Sure.
So we do have it posted in our mail room, which is a kind of like the central hub of information. So whatever's happening internally, as well as events they can sign up for, trips they can sign up for that we have scheduled, they'll find all that information right there in the mail room.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
So you make it available for them.
Absolutely.
And they will come, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You've got Lightning and Charlie lined up for entertainment coming up on the 27th.
I just got to let you guys know, I just posted the picture of the huge oatmeal cookies on our Facebook page, Thinking Out Loud on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And man,
sorry to crash the server,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't wait till I get home.
Is it like a scratch and sniff?
I wish. I literally had to put my fingers next to it for reference.
Right.
How
exactly.
Big it is.
Size reference. Exactly. Well, you all are so good to us, and we certainly always appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about Asbury Place at Kingsport. It's a easy topic to talk about. When I have people compliment me, I have people compliment Asbury Place at Kingsport, and just the bigger picture in general, because believe it or not, it does not, you know, focus, you know, and center around Susie Cloyd. But when you look at the big picture of Asbury Place at Kingsport, I can always tell you it's an easy story to talk about, and I love Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Yeah, it's obvious. It's apparent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you will, tell us about the fall colors that are drenching Asbury Place right now.
Very unique. Of course, we have a unique, to me, what I would consider a very focused view of Bays Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Every window, every patio, every balcony, you can't help but when you walk out on it, you get four full seasons year round. And there's never an ugly season. It's beautiful all the time. But now we do have the changing of the leaves, just a little bit of sprinkling of the color. Kind of reminds me of sugar cookies. You know, I know once the frost starts to hit those colors, it's going to look like sugar cookies on a tree. But beautiful campus, so well maintained. And, of course, a private area where you can walk, enjoy the outdoors, as well as anything that takes place inside. You don't have to leave the campus. You've really literally got everything right there at your fingertips.
It's a beautiful vista from there, no doubt about it, too. Alec, put this on the calendar, please. Three weeks from now, sugar cookies. Okay. Just so we can remind her. All right.
One main point.
Susie Cloyd joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport every Tuesday about this time. And she's easy to get in touch with. One more time, how can folks do that?
Certainly. Of course, Susie Cloyd, the Director of Sales at Asbury Place, Kingsport, 423-830-8502. And let me also remind listeners, anybody who has family, friends, acquaintances that need rental property, that need to be maybe in Tennessee because of the displacement of the storms, we have rental property.
Wonderful.
We have apartments. Mm-hmm. Please don't be a stranger. Let us be a solution to maybe anybody's hardship at this time. We're here to help any way we can, but we do definitely have apartments right now.
Wonderful.
We have some limited availability.
The number, again, for folks who may want to take advantage of that offer.
423-830-8502.
Wonderful. Way to step up. Asbury Place in Kingsport, Susie Cloyd joins us every Tuesday. Always a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.